That was Alison Balsam on the trumpet, performing the music of Handel, music for the Royal Fireworks. And now let's roll out the red carpet for one of our wonderful, distinguished guests. We've spoken before, good friend Ronald Royer, also music director of the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra, composer, director, extraordinaire, musician extraordinaire. Ronald, it's so great to have you back on the jukebox.
So wonderful to come back again.
Great to have you. And we are so excited about the Scarborough Philharmonic this year. Two blockbuster concerts coming up next to end the 45th anniversary season. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming concert called Joy, March 22nd.
Yes, well, we're very excited. We're doing Beethoven 9th Symphony, the Ode to Joy, and the Bruckner Te Deum, and two amazing works. And it was interesting. This concert was programmed 5 years ago. It was going to be our 40th anniversary, and we were rehearsal. Everything was going great, and then the pandemic hit, the lockdown hit, and that was really disappointing for all of us. We had to cancel the concert. It took a while, but finally everything lined up, and we're doing it again. So 5 years later, very excited.
Wonderful. Yeah, and I'm just thinking, you know, a cast, what, you know, the amount of people you need for Ode to Joy at the end, the Symphony Number 9, that was a massive undertaking to have to postpone that.
Yes. Yes, but as you say, you know, four vocal soloists, a full choir, full orchestra. It's a lot of people, but it's such an amazing masterpiece that it's worth the effort, and many orchestras undertake it. It's more than a piece of music, especially that last movement when he brings in the choir and the soloists and the words, the message, the music. It's really an inspiring piece of art.
It's inspiring, and it's also resilient. Beethoven, having had so much adversity in his life, from health challenges, financial challenges, he was strong, he was resilient. The music has that power. And I want to throw that question at you, the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra, despite so many challenges facing many arts organizations today, here you are celebrating your 45th season. What has been your secret? What has been the formula to your resilience?
We're lucky, and we have a really positive community. I mean, people are involved with the orchestra, like so many arts organizations, that we really believe in it. We really feel that orchestras are important. They are really a vehicle for doing amazing music, and also to encourage and inspire and people. You need all kinds of people. You need a large organization to make these things happen. And I'm very thankful to be the music director at SPL. I'm in my 16th year, and I just feel very fortunate. I am within such a wonderful group of people. The musicians are terrific.
Terrific. I notice your programming is so inspiring as well. You have music that excites the audiences and the musicians. You have so many stellar Canadian musicians and composers that you support each year, kind of like a little family, and many of them come back in different seasons. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those?
I'm a composer, as you mentioned, as well as a conductor. And so I feel it's really important for us to do Canadian music, especially in Canada. There's so many terrific composers in our country. And, you know, I think we're very fortunate because of the arts councils who encourage and support Canadian artists, including performers and composers. It's really developed this amazing community, and it's great. And, you know, why shouldn't we be doing this music? Our audience loves it. We really enjoy the Canadian music.
So speaking of some of those partners working with the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra, Toronto Choral Society, I'm also seeing the wonderful mezzo-soprano Danielle MacMillan coming back, and the soprano Megan McPhee. That's a perfect little link to your latest recording, I think, called Songs of Hope. Tell us a little bit about this amazing project.
Well, this was a very special one for us. Well, in 2023, the SPO decided to embark on a musical journey. And we asked ourselves, how can artists respond to the times in which we live? And our answer was to create a song cycle embracing the theme Through Adversity, Hope. And this was just an amazing project. We as you said, Danielle MacMillan is our lead singer, as well as Megan McPhee. We have an ensemble of eight players from the SPL, including the Odin Quartet. The whole ensemble is amazing. And we put together a group of 8 composers, and we worked together collaboratively to create this unified, brand new song cycle. And it's so interesting because, you know, we really tried to have a variety of different types of music, but all around hope.
One of the compositions is your very own composition, which we'll hear in just a few short moments. Tell us a little bit about this. You've wonderfully woven the characters of Dante's journey in this one. Inferno, Purgatory, Paradise. How did you translate those contrasting worlds into music?
Well, you're right. It's a real challenge. And I have to say, this is one of my bucket list works as a composer. And in university, and before I was even a composer, I took a world literature course and I read Dante's Divine Comedy. And I thought, wow, wouldn't that be amazing to write a piece of music? Because going from hell to heaven, I mean, yeah. Like you say, what a challenge. And, you know, being able to put it all one composition, but to have the agony of being in hell and this in the struggle of going through purgatory, and then finally the hope and the beauty and the love of heaven. It was a really exciting musical challenge to take that on.
Terrific. Now, just an informal question. If you could sit down and have a conversation with Dante himself, what would you ask him?
That's a really good one. He must have been a really remarkable human being. You know, probably what inspired him? Why did you take on this particular story? Because he actually made himself the protagonist, the main character. And, you know, in midlife, he realizes he's lost and he has to go through this journey to find himself. And he has to go through hell and purgatory before he could make it to heaven. And, you know, why did he decide to go on that particular journey?
I love that story, the Divine Comedy.
Yeah, creativity is just astounding. People are still reading it.
Absolutely. Our choices shape one's fate. I think that's the kind of theme that gives us a journey of our own we can find in that work.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear Beatrice, your take on Beatrice, in just a few short moments. Any closing thoughts you'd like to share with us, Ron, for what's up ahead with the Scarborough Philharmonic?
Quickly want to mention that besides our March 22nd concert, we have another wonderful concert May 3rd, where Daniel McMillan is going to sing Mahler's Songs of a Wayfarer, beautiful set of songs, and Borodin's Second Symphony. And we're actually doing a song from Songs of Hope, Shueisha's Walk With Me, beautiful song. And Rachel McFarlane, another terrific young composer, we're doing the world premiere of La Danza Notturna.
So much great energy you have on your agenda, on your upcoming projects. Thank you so much for joining us. I've been speaking with Maestro Ronald Royer, the music director of the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra. The next concert is called Joy, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m., Scarborough Citadel. You can find out more information at spo.ca and also find out more information about the album, the recently released album Songs of Hope, all available on that website, spo.ca. And now let's hear one of Ron Royer's works, The Women of Dante's Divine Comedy. Here's Beatrice.